Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Daniel 6 verse 22. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouths. The word for today is the fourth in our series on angels. Here are some more situations where God might send an angel to help you. Number one, when doing the right thing gets you into trouble. Doing God's will put Daniel in the lion's den, but God brought him out and publicly vindicated him. The king declared, "I issue a decree that in all my royal dominion, people must tremble in fear before the God of Daniel." Number two, when you're tired of battling temptation. When the urge to pick up a drink, drug, or cigarette feels overwhelming, or you think the only way out is to lie, or loneliness is driving you into the arms of the wrong person. After Jesus had battled temptation for 40 days, the Bible tells us that then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Number three, when the load you've been called to carry feels too heavy. Facing the indescribable agony of being crucified on a cross, Jesus prayed the defining prayer of his life. It's from Luke 22:42-43. He prayed, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. God will strengthen you through his word and prayer. Sometimes he'll send people that you know to help to do it. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 7, "We were harassed at every turn, conflicts on the outside, fears within. But God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus." Other times he'll send an angel. The bottom line, when you call on God for help, you can be sure that help is on the way. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.